Italian influences on the English Renaissance. The Renaissance was a period which produced a particular vision and ideal of man. Predominant in shaping the culture of the Renaissance are a number of figures who weren't simply poets, artists, or philosophers, but all-rounders, masters of many different arts and fields of learning. Francis Bacon, for example, was a philosopher, mathematician, and statesman. Another emblematic example is undoubtedly Leonardo da Vinci, whose achievements in a wide range of fields were and still are extraordinary. He was a painter, an architect and inventor of genius. At the same time, his works ranged from the design of hydraulic systems to church decoration to stage and set designs for court performances and public festivals. Leonardo's artistic research was inseparable from a wider inquiry about man and his relationship to the world. His notebooks include reflections on subjects such as anatomy, botany, mechanics, physics, mathematics and geometry. According to him, the role of the artists was to arrive at the most profound and comprehensive vision of reality possible. Art and science were not opposites, but complemented each other as ways of discovering the laws of nature and of the universe. Another important influence on the sensibility of English gentlemen of the Renaissance was Baldassarre Castiglione's work Il Libro del Cortegiano, which was published in English as The Courtier in 1561. That was his ideal, the courtier, a man who could unite ethical and intellectual virtues, who had to be an accomplished sportsman and soldier, but who also could devote time to the arts and to composing poetry. Castiglione also stressed that the courtier should be able to display his many talents with grace and ease. If Castiglione's courtier provided a model for the lifestyles and attitudes of Elizabethan soldiers poets, such as Philip Sidney, Niccolò Machiavelli's The Prince had a considerable influence on the policies of Elizabethan statesmen. The Prince concerns the acquisition, use and maintenance of power. The controversial ideas which it introduces is that unethical methods may sometimes be necessary for a ruler to achieve a desired objective, or, to put it simply, that the ends justify the means. Many of the villains and tragic heroes of Marlowe and Shakespeare, for example, have strong Machiavellian tendencies.